I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project that collects the voices of our times. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Margaret Clarkson interviewed her uncle and mother about growing up in Georgetown, South Carolina. Both in their late 80s at the time of taping, Henry Bull Jr., who goes by Harry, and Sarah Clarkson are two remaining siblings of a family of seven children. Here's Sarah Clarkson with her recollections of their childhood.
Georgetown and Beaufort were bookend towns to Charleston. They were small fishing towns. And I remember Georgetown being about 6,000 people when we lived there. I'm not sure exactly. But everybody knew everybody else. And being a PK, as we said.
Which is a preacher's kid.
Yeah, everybody knew everything, what everybody was doing, everything. And they didn't mind calling mother and daddy and saying, Sarah's playing in a mud puddle in the street. And I had a pink bathing suit, and I think they thought I was naked, I think.
Now, didn't you have privileges as a PK that y'all got to go to the movies?
I know, it was free.
Free? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And I think that was making up because the ministers weren't very well paid. But we saw a lot of movies. Anyway, that was a fun time to grow up there.
So what was it like at Christmas in Georgetown?
Well, my father put a glass jar on the mantelpiece, and each of us was to put change in it, and so that would be our Christmas shopping money. But I don't remember anybody ever putting any money in it except he did. And then when he decided, or they, mother and daddy, decided it was enough, then we would pile into the car and go to Charleston, Cress's store, and buy everybody a present. I mean, we're talking mother, daddy, aunts, uncles, cousins, cook, maids, probably the cats and the dogs.
A good many of those presents were combs and handkerchiefs.
And I remember Daddy got paper clips and all kinds of things like that.
Uncle Harry, where were you born?
I was born in Charleston.
You made it to the hospital. Okay,
I know
so
it.
Mom, tell about when you were born.
I was born in the four poster in which I'm sleeping right this minute.
That's exactly right. And what number are you in the family?
I'm number five.
Number five. And Uncle Harry, what are you?
I'm number six.
Number six. So Mama was born in Georgetown because your grandmother didn't make it to the hospital,
I
right?
I think that was the story. Going to Charleston was a big deal, and the Copper River Bridge had not been completed by that time.
Well, tell me about some of the stories that you used to drive your father around when you were really young, when he would...
I did. I learned how to drive when I was 13. He was a pastor, and he tried to go to see everybody in the country. And so this is the way I learned how to drive. And I got my license when I was 14. And I always told my children that was because I was smarter than they were at that time.
Mom, do you have one last little thing you'd like to say?
Well, I just love thinking about what a glorious way to grow up in a town full of people who, you know, the old adage, it takes a village. Well, that's the way it was with us. Everybody were sort of our aunts and uncles there.
Well, it sounds like a really special place.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Clarkson with her mother Sarah Clarkson and her uncle Harry Bull at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.